Happy Wednesday again, VoiceTubers. Was it Girl and Boot from Girl and Boot Far In Cool? So my name is Columbus, and I'm a pronunciation teacher as well as an accent reduction coach. And I'll be doing these challenges on here with you every single Wednesday. So today's video talks about the history of Control-Alt-Delete. So Control-Alt-Delete is that key combination that you press whenever your computer crashes. And when I watched this video, I started to think about how Control-Alt-Delete really has become sort of a cultural icon. I've heard all the Control-Alt-Delete jokes, and I've seen all the Control-Alt-Delete t-shirts. So in this video, you get to see the person who started it all, and it's pretty cool. It's pretty cool to think about how all those little ideas that everybody takes for granted, like using your belt to keep your pants up, for example, or having two mouse buttons. All those little ideas came from somewhere, and it came from somebody's head. So it's so interesting to meet the people who have had their ideas become part of people's everyday lives. Anyways, here is the passage for today.
Despite all this, Dr. Dave doesn't think much of this contribution to computing history.
So let me say it one more time. Despite all this, Dr. Dave doesn't think much of this contribution to computing history. 好，现在呢，我用中文解释一下，我想你注意的两个发音的点。第一个呢，就是despite 这个字呢，我想你们注意一下，里面那个 p 是什么音的。我再说一遍哦 ，despite。那你们有没有听到呢？其实这个 p 呢，比较像一个 b 的 despite。其实，在英文呢，每次你看到 sp 这个组合呢，这个 p 呢，都会变成一个不送气的字音。原因呢，就是如果有 S 又有 P， 如果两个都是送气的话呢，其实你会送很多气，然后就可能会变成没有气了。所以呢，我们那个 P 呢，就会选择变成一个不送气的。那 P 变成不送气呢，其实就是差不多是一个 B 了。So let me say that one more time. Despite， 其他字有这个情况呢，就是一些 SP 的字 ，right？ So 比如说 space 或者 spit。都是有这个状况的。好，第二个我想你们注意的点呢，就是 history 这个字。那 history 这个字呢，应该是三个音节的 history， right？ 但是呢，母语者美国人他们说这个字的时候呢，他们会变成两个音节 history history。你有没有听到中间那个母音呢？那个 t 呢是不见的 ，history history， 不是 history， right？ 这个是一个省音。就是美式英文里面呢，很多这种的弱音，就是这些比较轻轻的这些弱音呢，他们说这个字的时候呢，会快到几乎是听不到的，然后就好像那个音节就会好像不见的。So one more time, history. 那另外一些有这个状况的字呢，就是比如说 memory 或者 family 不是 family。好，那发音教学我们就到此为止。如果你对这种的发音教学或者正音教学有兴趣的话呢，我有好消息，就是目前我在策划一个完整的发音课程，给大家一些可能一直想学到但是就是没有学到的发音技巧，可能可以帮助大家说英文的时候更加有自信的。那这个课程呢，会在12月10号开始，我会跟 VoiceTube 一起为这个课程进行一个募资的活动，然后这个课程会在 columbus.cool 这个网址的，现在还没有到12月10号，但是如果你们现在去那网址呢，上面是有一些免费的发音教材提供给你们的。 Alright, so moving on, let's look at some vocabulary. So the first phrase for today is think much of. Think much of means to like or to hold something in high regard.For example, if I think much of this current president, that means that I think this current president is very capable or is a good leader. The opposite of this would be think little of. So if I think little of you, I don't think you're very capable. The second word for today is contribution. And a contribution is some value or some money that is given towards something. So if I want to start a business and you give me $1,000 to do that,That $100 would be your contribution. The root verb here is to contribute. If you contribute, that thing that you contribute would be your contribution. And the third word for today is computing. And computing simply means anything to do with a machine's ability to calculate. So, of course, the root word here would be to compute. And this word is also where the word computer comes from. So, for example, if my computer is too slow, I can say that it doesn't have enough computing power. All right, so that's it for today's pronunciation challenge. Remember, guys, I have a YouTube video coming out every Monday at 9:09. So remember to go check out my videos. And please do try to do this pronunciation challenge with me, because that would make me very happy. All right, my name is Columbus, and I'll see you back here next Wednesday.